The following chapter is dedicated to Rivka Matel Cohen. Chapter 27, Skipping from Roof to Roof. Zachariah Yerucham continued his journey. On his way to Ludmer, from which he would go on to Lutsk, he met a man whose shining face and exceptional behavior made Zachariah Yerucham realize that he was no ordinary person. He followed the man closely with growing interest and joined him in conversation. As they journeyed together, Zachariah Yerucham felt deeply attached to the man and wished to become his close friend. At first, the man refused to tell Zachariah Yerucham his name and was careful not to say anything that might give away his identity. As time passed, however, the young survivor from Nemirov and the nameless hidden tzaddik grew closer, and the man felt he could trust Zachariah Yerucham. His name was Reb Tuvia. He lived in the town of Polotsk, where he led a small group of men who were exceptionally dedicated to serving Hashem and who studied the hidden secrets of the Kabbalah together. Zachariah Yerucham and Reb Tuvia eventually reached Vilna, where they remained for a number of months. During that time, they befriended many of the Gaonim of Vilna, a city so filled with great Torah scholars that it was given the nickname Yerushalayim of Lithuania. They heard the most wonderful stories about the great sages who had lived in the city in previous generations. These reports made a strong impression on Zachariah Yerucham. He was particularly impressed by the following story that he heard from one resident. The Gun, Rav Shabsai HaKayin, was born in the town of Amstambava and settled in Vilna after marrying the daughter of one of the rich, influential Jews of that city. He became famous across the entire Jewish world, mainly because of his sefer, Sifsei Kayin, which explores the halachas of the Shulchan Aruch. Both he and his sefer became known by the sefer's acronym, the Shach. The Sefer was published when he was only 24 years old, and it received the written haskamis of 18 leading Torah sages of that generation, who publicly praised his work. As a result, he became known as one of the greatest Gaonim of his times. One day, Rav Shabsai went up to the roof of his home to breathe some fresh air and concentrate in peace on the subject that he was studying. Soon, he was deeply lost in his thoughts and began pacing across the roof, completely forgetting where he was. As he reached the edge of the roof, instead of stopping or turning around, he continued. With a light jump, he sprang across the gap between his neighbor's roof and his own and continued pacing on the nearby rooftop. He did not look down at the steep drop from the rooftops to the hard ground far below and did not notice the danger. He was only concerned with resolving the difficult halachis he was studying at the time. And so he continued, pacing and jumping from one rooftop to the next. On and on he went, while crowds gathered in the streets below, looking up and gasping in horror as the young Gaon strolled across town on the rooftops with the constant possibility of plunging to his death, chas v'shalom. After leaving Vilna, Zachariah Yerucham and Reb Tuvia continued their journey to Reb Tuvia's hometown of Polotsk. Zachariah Yerucham desperately wished to join the secret group of Nestorim, but they refused to accept him. When they originally formed their group, the Nestorim had decided that only married men could join. Zachariah Yerucham did not have to wait long. A short while later, he married the daughter of one of the respected men of Polotsk. He then received permission to join the Nestorim and study Kabbalah together with them. Zachariah Yerucham and his wife were blessed with two sons, Gavriel and Yecheskel, who grew into outstanding Talmidei Chachamim. The eldest, Reb Gavriel, married the daughter of Rav Tanchum Shmuel, the Rav of the city of Debre Missel. While his father-in-law was a private individual who spoke little and avoided all material pleasures, Reb Gavriel was blessed with a cheerful, pleasant, and friendly personality. His arrival in Debre Missel introduced a sense of peace and friendship to the Jews of the city. Reb Gavriel was also an excellent speaker, and his speeches drew large crowds of eager listeners. In this way, he succeeded in improving Yiddishkeit in Dabra Missal. Rabbi Cheskel, the second son of Zechariah Yerucham, passed away at an early age, leaving behind a son named Zevulun. When Zevulun grew up, he married one of the daughters of his uncle, Reb Gavriel. When the Rav of Dabra Missal, Rav Tanchum Shmuel, passed away at the ripe old age of 97, it was only natural for his position to be filled by his son-in-law, Reb Gavriel, who was loved by all the residents of the city. Years passed, and eventually, Reb Gavriel returned his soul to his maker. In his will, he instructed that his nephew and son-in-law, Reb Zvulun, should take over his position and become the new Rav of Dabra Missal. All of the above was the personal history of Rav Zvulun, the elderly Rav, who had fallen ill while Baruch was staying at the home of Eliezer Reuven, the smith of Dabra Missal, and for whose recovery all the residents of the city were urgently davening. While he was there, Baruch learned about another unique individual, Chaim Shimon, the oven maker. The ovens that Chaim Shimon built were known to be of excellent quality, but that was not why the residents of Dabra Missal praised him so highly. Rather, Chaim Shimon had once been the key to saving the Jews of Liazhna from a terrible libel created by two Jew-hating paritzim. Hearing about Chaim Shimon led to yet another, older story that had occurred in Liazhna. In that case, the Jews of Liazhna had been miraculously saved from an awful fate. At that time, Liazhna was a quiet and peaceful town. Although the Jews heard about false blood libels that brought death and destruction on many Jewish communities, they could never imagine this happening in their own community because they shared such friendly relations with their Gentile neighbors. They did business together, and it was not uncommon to find a Gentile neighbor sitting at the Shabbos or Yom Tov table of a Jew. Everything changed when a new priest arrived in Liazhna. The priest hated Jews with his entire being, and he immediately began working on damaging the friendly attitude of the Gentiles towards their Jewish neighbors. "The Jews hate us," he screamed in his fiery speeches. "The Jews rob us of our money. They want our blood. They have been plotting ways to cause trouble for us."